Carthage Area Hospital in Jefferson County is undergoing a second restructuring in just the last few months, including laying off 73 workers. WRVO's Joanna Richards reports on the impact of those cuts.
Hospitals around the country are all under the same pressures: a turn toward outpatient and preventive care, low Medicare and Medicaid reimbursement rates, and increasing regulations. It's the same in Carthage. Kathy Tucker is vice president of the local SEIU chapter. The union represents employees like housekeepers, nurses' aides, and phlebotomists, some of the many positions represented in the layoffs. Tucker says it's a tough time for healthcare workers.
E.J. Noble and Governor, we've seen some loss of employment over there, not on as broad a spectrum as we did at Carthage, but, you know, all of the North Country facilities, probably with the exception of one or two, have laid off some number of workers.
That trend is likely to continue in this region as the state-created North Country Health Systems Redesign Commission works to adapt area facilities to the new realities of the industry.
It's about consolidating and working with other facilities and eliminating waste. It's not pleasant, but it is what's happening.
The hospital did not respond to interview requests, but spokeswoman Natalie Burnham said in an email that the hospital's not changing the services it offers. She said it's responding to a mismatch between the low number of inpatient cases and an excess number of beds and staff available to serve them. And Burnham said all hospitals are experiencing tighter operating margins. Kathy Tucker, with the union, says Carthage Area Hospital's laid-off workers are being given priority consideration for a handful of new jobs, based largely on seniority. She wasn't sure of the exact number. The union is also asking the hospital to take some measures to soften the blow of the job losses.
Some things to make it easier for the people who have been laid off, additional training, some monetary benefits in the contract that we've asked the employer to give to people earlier than they normally would.
Tucker says the layoffs have sparked some anxiety among the hospital's remaining workforce. She says the administration is meeting with employees to try to allay fears. For WRVO News, I'm Joanna Richards in Watertown.